SBS Radio.
We're very, very honoured to be a finalist in the I Think Business Awards in 2019.
Yeah, and this is a big milestone for IPS Management. Tell us about the journey of your organisation.
We've actually just turned four. We started the business 4 years ago. Myself and one of my fellow directors, Damien Chalk, started the business. We've managed to grow it over the past 4 years to be 23 people nationally, and we work in the areas of organisational development, leadership, policy and evaluation, business capability development, and also Indigenous advisory and engagement. And most of our clients are government or large corporates.
What's the typical profile of your Indigenous business you deal with?
Well, we work with government, and we also work with large corporates. But we do also provide business capability support to other Indigenous businesses.
Yeah,
and that's a really important part of our business, because we want to help other Indigenous businesses grow and develop and become successful, because we know that Indigenous businesses are more likely to employ Indigenous people. Developing them can help the Indigenous community in many different ways.
Yeah, especially in leadership managerial roles. This is an area where we don't see visibility and high profile Indigenous professionals working in this field.
There's, I guess, a sad lack of Indigenous professionals across Australia. And yeah. One of my goals, I guess, in starting IPS was always to help other Indigenous people develop and grow into professional people. We do that in our own business through yeah. developing our employees in IPS management consultants, but we also do it through programs that are supported by government to help people grow and develop.
Yeah, and this is very important, because we are at a time when governments are asking for more accountability. Accountants have never had so much work, and lawyers, and it looks like it.
Unfortunately, there is a real lack of Indigenous people entering the accounting profession in particular. So I'm an accountant by background. I'm a certified practicing accountant, and I have been for over 25 years.
Yeah.
Today in Australia, there's probably about 50 Indigenous accountants across Australia that are that have a professional qualification.
Yeah.
So it's an area where we really need to develop more people.
Yeah. This is an area that I've been personally looking into, because I remember doing a story with Indigenous Accountants Australia when the two major CPA and Chartered Accountants came together to join forces and try to actually boost the numbers of Indigenous accountants. Because as you said, 50, when I looked into it a few years back, there was only like 35. And that's what prompted, CPA and Chartered Accountants to launch their program to boost the numbers, because the numbers are just 35 or 50 out of 100,000 accountants. That was very low. Yeah,
it's shameful in a way, but I guess it's got to start with programs in schools to attract people into the accounting profession, and then people need to be encouraged to do commerce and business degrees. That's just not happening at the moment.
Yeah. What would be the explanation why there's so few?
I think Indigenous students are not encouraged to choose business and commerce. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah. I fully understand they're not encouraged. And another thing, if they don't see many other Indigenous people getting into the profession, they would think, well, that's probably not for us. And they need to see people like yourself and people who've made it in the industry to get inspired. And maybe even when they get in the workplace, maybe get some form of mentoring to get them through the first steps. Because if you don't have anyone to take you under their wing, sometimes that's when you just give up and leave the profession.
Yes, all of those things are required, I think, to improve the numbers.
Yeah. Now, will you be in Sydney for the awards tonight?
Yes, I'm in Sydney now.
Okay, that's excellent. So, well, what can I say? Where to from here if you win the award?
Well, it would be, if we do win the award, it will be a great acknowledgement of the work of our team over the past 4 years, and I hope that it will help improve our business profile and help attract more work so that we can grow and employ more people and give more opportunities to other Indigenous people across Australia.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.